Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Yeah, yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Daja, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Geek Enders. I'm so sorry. I was caught up in the moment. I was enjoying the love and friendship that was going on behind the scenes. And then I went, the intro's almost done. So
love and friendship. Yeah.
The love and friendship that was happening. Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
Welcome, everybody. We've got the lovely Ravs as our guest today.
Thank you
so much for joining us.
Hello, gang.
Ravs of Convergence fame.
Mr. Convergence, that's what they're calling me these days.
Yeah. That's what I called you. Mm-hmm. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing grand. How are you guys doing?
Yeah,
lovely.
Good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can't complain too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to get cold. My lips are starting to chap.
Yeah, I was
experiencing
at the
same things
the other day, and it's getting a bit nippy.
It's so much. 66 here now. It's a little chilly.
Shut the fuck up.
For my poor British brain, what does that mean? Is that like 20?
It's like temperate. It's like even t-shirt weather.
I might have to put on a coat at night, like a jacket, like a windbreaker, not like a coat, please.
Like a little thin one in case.
Yeah, but like in case there's
wind. A
little
thin one.
Yeah, in case like it gets a little nippy, you know.
Yeah, fair. I think it's fun getting to layer up more now, though.
No, that's
I think
trash.
So too. I love when autumn starts to blow in and your cheeks feel a little cold and you think, should I put on a scarf? I love that.
Yeah, that's the best time, honestly. No, not
that's
for you,
hardcore
Jesse.
Cope. That's the copious cope I've ever heard coped in the history of cope. I enjoy having to buy extra clothes to wear for just one season. I enjoy having to go in the cold and walk through the snow and get
Jesse.
Like,
it's not just one season.
Oh, it is.
When you're in that has multiple seasons, you have only multiple wear a cardigan.
What the hell?
Oh wait, right.
What do you mean?
I
thought it was hot and cold.
He's in
what
Los
you...
Angeles. That's what this bit is.
Whoa. I thought you did hot, you did cold. You telling me there's other options?
There's other ones, yeah.
What do you mean?
Does it even get cold there?
In LA?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like, please, let's be real. Yes. It was like 50 one time.
50 one time? I still don't know what that means. It's probably good, though.
Still fine.
Okay.
It doesn't snow there. It rains very occasionally.
Maybe three times a year. Maybe.
Yeah. And
I would die there,
because they're not... They don't have an infrastructure for rain because it rains so rarely. So the second it rains even a little bit, all of the roads flood.
It's so
oh
funny.
My God.
Everyone forgets how to drive. So the roads crumble. The day after a rain, there's repair crews everywhere because the roads have fallen apart.
Wow.
It's one of the funniest things in the world. You're like, this place is a mess. We probably shouldn't even be living here. But, you know, when it's not falling apart due to fire and or the three times it rains, or earthquakes, It's one of the best places on Earth. It's gorgeous.
Fair enough. It sounds like a lot to deal with, though.
Yeah, I do look back on it fondly.
I don't deal with it. I have hit the point where if the big one happens and we fall into the ocean, I would sit there and be like, I can ride this out.
I just
be in my apartment like, well, this doesn't seem too bad. Like, there have been earthquakes. There was one when they had the big fires. You could see in the distance. The sky was red. That everything looked like Silent Hill. And I was like, it'll be fine. When we have earthquakes, I will lay in bed and be like, oh, this is kind of fun. I'm shaking. Right? Like, I'm convinced when it goes down, I'll just convince my, I'm like, this is nothing as I fall into the ocean.
Because depending on where you live, if a natural disaster is frequent enough mm-hmm. in like a smaller form, you start to convince yourself like, well, how bad could it be if it's bigger? And in LA, they have earthquakes all the time.
Is it crazy of me as someone from the UK who doesn't get like natural disasters other than like the odd storm that I kind of want to be in an earthquake, which is like an insane thing to say.
It is,
but
not
I kind of want to feel what really, it feels like.
A really tiny one is fine. It's like an interesting like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I kind of want to experience that.
Yeah, the only thing that I can say you would universally experience is there's like right before the earthquake happens, you get this weird, your body's like, oh, and then everything starts to shake. And it's I think that's fascinating every time because you have like a little like spark of like your body knows. So it very clearly the earth is shaking before the actual earth shakes, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you're picking up the subtle vibrations.
Yeah, and so you're like, this doesn't feel right. And then it happens, and at worst so far, the room shakes and you're like, whoa, what the hell? At best, the funniest version is when it feels like that meme of like the old lady living underneath you banging on the ceiling, like, keep it down, you kids. That's most of what it feels like, to be honest. Most of the time, so many buildings here are like earthquake compliant that unless it's huge, all it just does is it feels like someone's partying beneath you for like 30 seconds.
That's great, though. I'd be into that.
Yeah. What winds up happening with a lot of these tiny ones is everyone immediately goes on their phone to look up, did an earthquake just happen?
Because you don't know.
Because you're not sure. You're like, did I just like have a wobble or was that an earthquake?
That's mad.
You know what's insane is I somehow got to the mental point of earthquake handled. I can do it. I get an earthquake. I understand it. Not really scary to me. Whatever. Yet. Anything, and I think I genuinely believe this is because we are on that plane of existence where we stand on Earth, thus we have conquered it. I don't know. But hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, tsunamis, like, no, that's terrifying. That's going to get me. That's stuff that'll kill me. I'm like, the wind, which is above me, I can't stop that. And the water, which is below me, can't stop that. Land, though. We got land on lock.
If I'm not, I can spread stand my legs on that and squat, I could maintain my balance.
Yes, I get sucked up in the air, I'm done. I get sucked underwater, I'm done. I got no way out. But ground, I have a chance. I can handle ground.
I'm into
You're right though, Ravs. I was thinking about that the other day that we don't have anything like that in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, we just kind of get like a bit of wind and rain every now and then.
Yeah.
And they're always called like Storm Barbara and stuff like that. It's just like really just unthreatening old lady names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's probably going to correct me. They're going to be like, Dodger, this horrific thing happened only a few years ago. How could you have forgotten? But it feels like overall, we don't have like a consistent thing that routinely happens. You know, we don't have like tornado sirens happening that we just ignore, or like, you know,
we had like insane wind in Scotland once, and collectively all of Scotland decided it was called Hurricane Bobag. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. Just what we all decided it was called.
Please tell us about it though.
It was just like it wasn't even like a hurricane. It was just so stormy, and there were like trampolines being blown down the streets and stuff, and like trees getting knocked over and stuff, and everyone on like Facebook and Twitter was just like, this is Hurricane Bobag. This is it. It's only attacking Scotland. What a Bobag.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Has, The wind has gotten pretty bad a couple of times, I guess.
Not in the summer. Y'all, every time I go to the UK and it's summer, you try to, like, smoke me out of your entire country. It is so hot.
It's so hot, right?
It's gross. So and not like a, wow, this is a dry heat. No, like the heat of a sticky, sticky summer.
It's
just the worst.
It's humid out here. Yeah,
no one has air conditioning, so every time I know I'm going to have to suck it up.
It's
I know I'm
going
to drag
life.
My big ass to your beautiful country and sit there and be like, these guys need to get, it's 2025. What the hell are we doing? Why is there half a window in this hotel room? What do you right. mean? I stayed at one hotel this past summer where they straight up were like, there's air conditioning in the room. Don't worry about it. So I get up in the room. The air conditioning was locked. Just locked. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I'm not too stressed about this. I can open a window. I opened the window. It got hotter. And I was like, okay. So I discovered underneath there was like a nightstand. And underneath the nightstand, some brave soul bought a fan and hid it under there.
Oh my God.
So I pulled the fan out and was like blasting that thing. I was like, oh, thank God. This is great. Here's the lesson though. Blowing hot air through a fan still is just blowing hot air. Anyway, yes, doctor.
Did you not go to hotel staff and say, hi, you said there was AC in my room. It's locked. How do I do that?
No, what they meant was there's AC. It's permanently locked at 78. It will never be above or below that.
What? That's crazy.
Well, whatever 78 is in correct measurement, whatever that the rest
what
of the
do
world.
You mean?
Sure.
Whatever the rest of the world measurement is. Yeah. Yeah.
Celsius is more scientifically sound.
Look, I'm not even going to argue with you, but as an American, how dare you?
Fair enough.
We will never.
You have opportunities to call our stuff freedom units. I think that's very funny.
I love freedom stress. Units.
In the 80s, when so I was funny. A wee baby, and maybe this was the early 90s, I can't remember, but there was a significant call in the States to switch over to metric. I remember taking classes. And then at some point, everyone said, we tried and just stopped.
Yeah, I had to learn metrics when I was in school. And you're right. At a certain point, they were like, fuck it.
I don't know when that was. I don't know which president came in or what Congress. I don't know who changed that. Yeah. But literally, everyone was like, we're going to learn metric. We're going to get on the world. Everyone else is doing it. We got to teach these kids when they're young. And then that stopped. We were like, we tried. We gave it a valiant effort, everyone. We gave it a good year, I think, and that's it. It was, I don't know what happened to that. We just gave up.
I genuinely think I'm just confused by metrics at this point. Everything in the UK is so weird. We use like stones and pounds for weight, whereas everyone else is using like kilos and stuff. Like, it's just so weird.
I hate stones. Yeah. And having to learn what stones were and finding out that it's like, 15 pounds.
I know, my brain. It just hurts my brain.
Stupid.
It's so like stupid. It. Like, why do we use that? Why did I learn that? Yeah. It's frustrating, but you know, it's just a mishmash here.
Yeah, it does feel that way.
So you got your own problem. So don't how dare you come for us. How dare you?
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. We haven't even got our own shit figured out.
How dare you?
God damn it.
I'll ask again. Raps, how's life? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, just hanging out. I'm on Geekenders. Woo! Milling around today. It's good to be on. Yeah.
What does that mean, milling around?
Oh, just, you know, like woke up, got some lunch, went on a little walk, you know, haven't done really anything of merit today.
You're having like a meander through your life.
Yeah, a bit of a slow one, you know. Yeah, like you're pretty nice.
I like slow days.
Yeah, it's meander. Like a chill day. Yeah.
Yeah, meander.
I'm more of a saunter guy, but like, yeah, I get it.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't the saunter like a bit more like fast paced?
Yeah, I mean, like you have purpose. Meandering, you're kind of like meandering. I think is more like this, and the saunter's like.
Okay, no, I see. It's like the anticipation of a roller coaster.
Yeah, meander, you're kind of like going where you're going, and a saunter is you're going a place, but you're taking your time. You've got you're like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Don't look it up, Dodger. I don't know.
Are you doing that thing where you just use a word and you run with it? Because I do that all the time.
Yeah, you just dig your heels in like, right, actually.
Yeah. That's why there's multiple definitions when you look up stuff in the dictionary. Assholes like me. It was like, you're no, no, that's what it means.
No, it means this.
Right.
Like, and so I went, add okay, another. God.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Do you walk a lot, Rav? Do you like places?
Not really. Like, Bristol, I live in Bristol, so very walkable city, but, like, I am quite bad for just, like, hopping in an Uber or, like, a bus or something. Like, I just don't love walking places. But I am, like, I miss my car a little bit, but I'm also, like, glad that this is a bit more of a walky city. Because it's nice, like, you know, going out, having your headphones on, just doing a little walk around. It's nice. Seeing some green spaces and stuff. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sell your car when you moved?
Yeah, because I was just like, I'm just, like, never going to use this now that I'm down here. And driving in a city makes me want to die. So, like, I just, I, like, I learned in a small town. And I was like, this is scary. This is, like, the real world here.
Yeah. Yeah, I went from small town to Los Angeles, so I...
Oh, my God.
I get you.
Oh. Yeah, I've never done that. I've only done, like, San Diego, and I was like, the roads are so huge here. This is wild.
San Diego's beautiful, though.
But it is really nice, but I imagine driving on those roads is crazy.
Well, I would rather more space than, like... Coming to England, I think the thing that stresses me out the most when driving is that the roads are like this wide.
So
and
small.
And if there's another person coming this way, God help you. You just have
comically
to like
small.
Stare at each other long enough to figure out what you're doing.
Have you ever been down like one of those streets where people like park on the road as well? So it's just like this narrow hallway of
Sam and I live in the middle of nowhere. We're like very country road.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, well, you know, most of the roads, there's nothing going on, but occasionally you'll have those roads that are so thin and they occasionally have a little like veer off spot.
Oh, yeah.
And if you see another person coming this way, you're like, please let there be a spot for them to pull over because one of us has to go in the brambles. I don't know what the plan is, you know. So,
I also feel like the people that drive on those country roads are like absolutely wild. Like, I feel like there's like so many like just people zooming down.
They love to speed.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
I don't know.
I don't know where
Dugas isn't associated with me on the screen. So I'm doing the whole thing. That one. Wild
are you,
driver.
Are you a bit
wild?
Of a speed? Are you a speed
wild.
Demon?
Wild.
No.
Insane.
No, he is
insane
setting me up.
Insane driver.
No, I am not.
Spent so much time on the side of the road.
Hold on.
Like just driving off into
what
the side
do you
of the road.
Mean? What do you mean? Just like swerving around?
No, just because of the way the roads are. When we were driving, Dukes had to like, it was always head on. And because she's a sweetheart, would go like, and get out of the way. But out of the way was literally this, like, you're in a tree.
A ditch. Yeah.
Did you actually go in a ditch?
I mean, I never went so far in a ditch that I couldn't get out.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I would, I would pull over as far as I safely could. Because
the road was exactly
was like,
one
what
car
the
wide.
Fuck are these roads?
Yeah,
they are fucking crazy. To be fair,
they are terrible. Yeah.
Sorry, can I swear? I just threw it. Okay, good.
Yes.
Oof.
Oof. Please
I'd be offended
do.
If you didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank fuck.
Please do.
Please do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Bristol's beautiful. I haven't been there since Jesse and I went together, I think.
Yep.
Good times. It's great. I was sadly too babby to have moved to Bristol by the time you guys had come down. But everyone in the office got to meet you guys. I was like, you fuckers.
Okay.
I should have been there.
I'll come back
Hell
to
yeah.
Bristol.
Hell yeah.
I've needed to and just haven't done it. So
we've got a new office, so.
There's so many of you guys out there. I would love to
The Yogg's Towers isn't the same place anymore?
Different spot now. Different spot.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's a nicer place, though. Nicer place.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes,
dude, Jesse and I came back from the Yogg's Towers changed. We were like, need rolling lights.
I mean, one of us did. One of us came back definitely changed. The other one was just me.
I found somebody to kiss, but also we were
like,
both
that's a pretty big change.
Yeah.
We should get rolling lights for our offices. That shit's sick.
I do love that.
Yeah. It's great.
It's so funny that you're like, we came back changed. Lights. I'm like, girl, what? That's
you
the takeaway from
husband.
That trip? That was that's the big takeaway?
Also,
like,
I mean,
I got married
husband
to
or whatever.
Oh, Good old Sam.
Everybody
good
knows Sam. That, though. I'm trying to throw the people new info.
true.
We talked about info. The rolling lights a lot. We were like, that's so smart.
Yeah, the lights were cool. The lights were really cool, guys. I don't know if I'd rank it up there. Like,
yeah. Oh, God.
You message Sam, be like, "Yo, Sam, do you hear about these lights, dude?"
Sam, Dodger you guys Sam have is the such best thing in Bristol.
Sam was a Yogg's intern at the time.
It's true.
Oh, Sam.
No, the early days. Mm-hmm. The early days, man. Crazy.
He was a great egg. He is a great egg. Still a great egg.
You know what? If we're gonna talk about the lighting, I want to talk about the. I'll never forget this as long as I live. This probably is well-known information, but when we were at Maker, there was like a level of person at Maker whose whole job was to schmooze and like kiss everyone's ass. Uh-huh. And that was their thing. And they made money doing that. And okay. I'll never forget when we were at the Yogg's office, we're all sitting around having a conversation. And exactly at the right time, a call from Maker Studios comes in and is like, "Hey, oh, really? Guys, just checking in, seeing how you're all doing. Everyone okay over there? Having a good time?" And I was just like, I'll never forget that because it is so perfectly sums up LA in general of like, my job is just to make sure everyone's having a good time over there. I just remind you that I exist. Thanks, guys. I just think you're doing a good job over there.
I'm literally getting paid just to remind you that I'm here checking in on you.
Just let you know I'm here. Yeah, your success makes me a ton of money. Keep doing good work. That's absolutely, I remember as well as the lights, is that moment where we're just having a good time. We're sitting around being friends. Then like, remember, it's all business. Business, are you filming stuff? What are you guys doing over there? Are you making money? Like.
And then guys rubbed your beards all over me.
Oh, that's God, true. I remember that.
Then
business.
Then we went to an American restaurant called Africa. I remember I remember that as well. I got a hamburger.
I don't think I've ever been there. I don't know if that's open anymore.
I got the American burger at Africa.
It was in a mall.
Okay. It was in a mall. That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember walking in and being like, wait, so it's.
Wait, are you sure it was called Africa and not Giraffe?
Ooh.
Because there was an American restaurant that had like.
Giraffe is a place. I know Giraffe.
Okay.
I know. I'm aware of Giraffe.
It could have been before my time down here.
I'm aware. Giraffe is a thing that I think I even had it in Australia.
Maybe.
Know. Yes,
an American chain called Africa is crazy.
I'm telling you, it was weird. It was a weird experience.
Yeah.
But whatever. I was like, you know me. I was like, yes, I would like to go. That would be fun. Yeah.
I need to experience that. Yeah.
What are you going to say, Dukes? Or are you going to say, Jesse?
I don't know.
Do you
I
have
got
a great story to tell
turkey.
All of us? I do.
Distracted by the turkey.
We have two turkeys, and one of them really liked to try and come in my office.
Okay. I didn't know you were literally looking at a turkey. It's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was warning it with my eyes not to fucking come in here. Because they're loud. I love them, but they're so loud, and they just walk around warbling all day. And if it's the boy just does the gobble gobbles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's just walking around like, beep, beep, beep. And then goes, woo, 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 woo. And just keeps walking. Beep, 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 beep.
Hold
it's
on
adorable,
now.
It's adorable, but maybe not
hold
great
on
for this.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pause to this podcast was because a physical, real ass turkey attempted to walk into your room. And you were like, turkey, don't you do it. That's what happened. That's what happened on this show. You said, turkey, don't come in here, turkey. With your eye.
Don't you come in here.
A turkey.
Why are you acting like this is weird?
Because it's never the animals that you have. This is, I must stress this to everyone who exists. Dodger will be like, got these sheep. And they just will not, I just hate them so, they're just. Crap! They're just the worst. Then I have these chickens, and something's eating the chickens. I don't even know what to do about it. So then we had to get cats to fight the rats. But then in order to have, so we got dogs. We had to do this other thing, and then you just keep being like there's so many damn. We have a turtle. I got all these other plants I got to deal with. I can't. And I'm like,
should you get more stuff? And you're like, no, I shouldn't get more things. Anyway, we have two turkeys. And it's like, what do you mean?
They're my mother-in-law's. They're my mother-in-law's. They just exist in my sphere. I don't take care of them. They just walk into my house.
It just seems like every time I talk with you, you're like, oh, all these damn animals. And then insert new animal. I'm like, what do you mean? Why do you have an ostrich? What is that doing there? Like, what? You're raising scarabs? What are you doing? Like, this is every time you have a new weird thing you're doing. And I'm like, girl, what? What do you mean?
Can I tell you a quick weird story?
You're raising scarabs.
Can I tell you a really quick weird thing about the sheep? I found out the way. So we have a ram, a visiting ram, and he's literally just visiting to see if he can impregnate.
Oh, okay.
He's there to bang. That's it. Yeah.
He's here to bang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the way that you keep track of whether or not he's banged everybody is he has like a bunch of green powder all over his stomach. And so if he'll leave a big green spot on their butt.
That's crazy.
So I was talking with my sister-in-law and I was like, why do some of the sheep have green butts? And she was like, oh, they're the ones who have been serviced. And it took me a minute to realize what she meant.
Oh.
Anyway, so all of our sheep are walking around with big green spots.
That's genius, though. Holy shit. I never thought that was the way they would do that.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Now if I see that in a field, though, I'm just going to be like, oh, God.
You'll know.
I'll know now.
We'll be like, they've got a ram around.
Yeah. It's like, open the door, I can never close.
You walked away changed. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You guys did the lights, I got the ram.
Yeah. They got a ram around.
They got a ram over there.
That's a visiting ram.
One of my jobs is to hopefully give you guys little anecdotes that you can bring up at an awkward moment and be like, I know a little something about that for no reason.
I would never tell that story to anyone in public. Why? And what's in what public scenario? Like, I'm out on a date and be like, hey, you know,
is it a first date?
Rams. Oh, first date for sure.
What? Okay, first date.
First date. You know, like, crazy fact. I have a friend.
You don't bring it up out of nowhere.
Oh, no, I would.
This is
when the drinks arrive. When the drinks arrive, I'd be like, cheers.
By the way.
So, anyway, did you know that when rams go to farms, they put green stuff on their junk? So when they start banging all the other sheep, that you got green stuff on their... So, like, yes, you know when they mount them. Anyway, are we having sex tonight, or am I just taking you out to dinner? Like, what's the deal?
Then you just lift up your shirt and you've got green paint on your stomach.
I got green.
Yep. And then you just raise an eyebrow.
Mm.
Yep. See, this information could be used in so many ways.
Yeah.
As just established.
I think it'd be good pub chat.
Yeah, right?
It'd be like a fun fact to talk around the table about.
It might come up during pub trivia. You never know.
Exactly. You never know. Maybe in a pub
what
quiz.
What category would that be?
Animal husbandry. Boom.
I hate that you both came up with that so
your
quickly.
Ass. We got your ass.
You did, but I must stress, that's a shitty bar quiz when animal husbandry is...
It would do gangbusters out here.
It would go crazy in the countryside.
Okay, Jesse, you said you had a story. Ooh. And I interjected with my own. Would you like to tell your story
now? This might be the greatest story ever told. I ask you all bear with me for this. It relates to this show and the internet. Ooh, okay. I had to write down notes because I wanted to make sure I got this correct. The exact, almost verbatim, I'm not going to say everything that was said, but anyway, so last week before the episode that didn't occur, I saw a message posted on a video that you and I had done, Dodger.
Yes.
An episode of Geekenders. And in that, there was a comment. Now, oftentimes I don't read the comments and I don't care about the comments. It's not a thing I concern myself with. However, sometimes I'll just see it. And I just happened to come across this comment, and I said to myself, huh, did this piss me off? Am I mad now?
You had to question it?
I really did. Because the comment wasn't like, shut it, cuck. You know, like the comment was basically, dude, you're terrible. I hate you. This is without the swears. I hate you. I will not be returning. I'm going to block all your content. Here's my reasons why. And it was like a tirade of reasons why I suck. But more importantly, my favorite one was I was being accused of using a girl in the thumbnail to get views. Congratulations, Dodger. You are a thirst trap. Always have been. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Dab on that.
The dab.
Yeah, dab on that.
And I literally was like, my co-host? Like, that's right. This is the plan from the beginning. And just, you know, like that kind of stuff. And just really targeted a list of mean things. And I was going to respond and be very like, what are you talking about? Right? I was ready to go in. And I was like, Jesse, no. Click this guy's profile first. This could be a kid. This could be a person maybe had like a bad day. You don't know anything about this person. Learn about them, dude. Take a minute. Before you freak out, take a minute. So I clicked their profile. Yeah. And,
oh, God.
The guy, I was surprised he had 3 videos. Usually people don't have videos. So he had 3 videos. 2 were from 10 years ago when he was a little kid. But 1 was recent. And the difference between the videos of 10 years ago and now, drastic. The guy looked like a less put together version of me. He was in a room that made Asmongold's room look clean. And his video that he had made was basically him rating characters from a video game. And he was just like sitting there looking not happy.
Sonic the Hedgehog, that's yes. A 10.
Literally, he was like, that's an S rank. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, I think half asleep.
Like, yes. And I felt so bad. I was like, okay, I can't say a damn thing about this guy. Like, I don't want to be mean. This is, you know what? He's probably going through it and he probably, you know. So anyway, out of curiosity, I clicked his most recent video, which is, you know, not recent at all, but of the 3, the most recent. And it had 60 views and 3 comments. The 3 comments, first one was, what is this? Second one was, where have you been? The 3rd comment said the following.
Oh, my God.
Has it all been building to this?
This sucks. You suck. This is lazy content. I hate your content. I will be muting you so I never have to see crap like this again. Bottom of the barrel YouTubing. Stop making videos. And I was like, this guy has 60 views and he still has a guy coming out of nowhere to tell him he sucks ass. And I was like, it doesn't matter how big you are on YouTube. There's always someone out there.
Some guy
will always tell you, you are the worst person to ever make anything ever. And then I saw our commenter had responded to the comment to his stuff. And he said, thanks for letting me know. I don't care. And I realized, that's how I feel about his comment.
That's good energy.
I was like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about your comment. Thanks for letting me know. You don't like me. I don't care.
I don't care.
And I was like, I need moving forward.
It is healthy.
I was like, I'm going to steal this guy's attitude here and take a note from him and be like, thanks, man. I went on a journey of discovery.
He might be a little bit of a hater in his own time, you know, leaving that comment for you, but at least he's like got his own, you know, criticism.
Even if he meant it or not, even if he was not affected at all, because he still responded, right? But like,
maybe he wrote it right after getting that comment. He was just in a really bad mood.
That happens. That's why I didn't respond to him. I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to do anything. And I realized at that moment, yeah, I need to be reminded every so often.
Break the cycle.
That everyone on the internet gets absolutely slaughtered by randos all the time. And you can't take it personal because some people just be out there looking to fight. I was like, no, I'll be good. And it was a fun little moral lesson for me. And I was like, I'm going to share that with Dodger.
I like that journey you took us on, though, of like, am I mad at this? I don't know. And then you like, you did all your due diligence. You figured it out. Very analytical.
Thank you. I've said that about myself frequently.
Very measured.
My brain, wet and juicy.
I'm very smart. Yep.
I'm very stupid.
Yep.
You can't say that. Take that back.
Can I not?
You have to say a nice thing about yourself.
I love myself.
Yeah.
Woo. No. Jesse.
I'm not sure how you meant it.
No.
Jesse hates
words
of affirmation.
Oh no. Yeah.
Really?
No. It's gross.
Well-known words of affirmation.
Oh
hater.
No. Gross. Don't talk. Don't be nice to yourself. Don't do it. No.
Fair enough. You know what? That's the life lesson I'll walk away from on Geekenders.
No, wait.
This is my takeaway.
don't do that.
You came, journey.
You came so easily. It wasn't. I didn't even have to work for that. I was expecting you a bit, enough. And you were like, "Fair enough." I was like, "I'm
very agreeable. Like, I'm just so agreeable."
Great.
Yeah.
That could be a word of affirmation, I guess.
Yeah, I'm malleable like clay.
Excellent.
that scares me.
So let's talk about bringing the Yogg's cast down from the inside, shall we?
Hey, I'm ready to light that first Molotov. Wake
yes,
the fuck up, samurai.
Teach them.
Oh my goodness. Raps, what have you been playing this week?
Oh, what have I been playing this week? I have been putting myself through torture by playing Metal Gear Solid 5 again. I'm a massive Kojima Metal Gear nerd. Well, I just played Delta through, and someone in my chat said, you know, why don't we play it in chronological order? I was like, that'll be fun. So it goes 3, then 5, because weird. And it's just so not fun to stream. Like, it's a fun game, but streaming it has been a nightmare. But I got through. It's just so, like, you get in the helicopter, it flies up, you got to listen to the little theme song, and then you have a loading screen, then you have to pick the mission again, then you have another loading screen. It just takes so long. But after stream, I've been playing Silk Song, and it has owned my life. I've been staying up way too late playing that. I just got Double Jump. I love it. Cinema.
Oh my god. Yeah. I want that so bad.
Have you not played it yet?
I have.
Oh, okay. You don't have Double Jump. Oh, you gotta get it. Although there's only
how many
get
hours
it
in are you?
I want to say I'm like 32 hours in. I'm just gonna check Steam, but I think around that. But it feels like there's so many games right now, right? There's like
yes.
The Hades 2 just got its update. No, I'm Not a Human is
literally
out now.
Literally came out yesterday. Yeah.
There's just so many things to play. I'm just like, oh, what about you guys? Have you been playing anything fun this week? Yeah.
You're
nodding like,
go for it.
You're nodding like you have an NDA saying or something.
Well, I can't talk about, I played a lot of scary games this week. I can't talk about it at all because it's for Scary Game Squad. I don't want to ruin it, but we played a lot and probably ones that you've heard of. But yeah, I don't want to spoil what they are, but played a lot of scary games, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about FMV games. They're the best.
Okay.
And continue to be the best. So first off, Road to Empress is a classic tale of Chinese drama in 7th century China, where you must play as a courtesan who rises through the ranks of courtesans to survive in the imperial court. But there is betrayal everywhere, and the lady's trying to kill you with soup constantly. And it is...
With soup?
Oh, yeah. It is
that would work
incredible.
On my ass. I would go down. So I'm soup maxing.
Like, the conceit of the game is it has the vibe of, like, a mobile game, because there's weird currency in it. You know, it doesn't do anything as far as I can tell, except for like vote on who your favorite character is, but it doesn't make sense. But maybe it's like a Chinese dev thing. I honestly don't understand, but that's not the point. It doesn't even matter really. The point of the game is it's an FMV game where you make choices and every choice can get you killed or not, basically. And, it is incredible production value. The story is phenomenal. The acting is great. Everything about it's ridiculous. And I will say, some of us very clearly were raised playing Dynasty Warriors and understand the mandate of heaven and how one would survive in ancient China. And some of us died 47 times.
Did you die 47 times?
I did.
Oh no. Oh god.
I played this game first. Mm-hmm. I pitched it, I think, our last Geekenders episode, and mm-hmm. Jesse was like, I'm definitely gonna play that.
Mm-hmm.
I died over 40 times. And I was okay. like, I'm so excited to watch Jesse play this. I can't wait. Like, it's so ridiculous. And he really picked up quickly that you need to play this game like you're a Game of Thrones character. Like, trust no one.
Oh, like poetical. Only out for yourself. Intrigue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there's okay. so.
Very, like, yeah.
I am looking at the Steam page and it looks amazing.
It is amazing.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's a beautiful game. Yeah, with the production value is insane.
With that said, you're basically watching a C drama, but like you make a choice every so often. But really, for the most part, there will be a scene, you click on it, and it's 25 minutes of like the most beautiful love story between two dudes you've ever seen in your entire life. You're like, what is happening right now? It just happens, and you're like, look at these beautiful men and their unrequited feelings for each other. Like, that's the thing that is, it's mostly just watching stuff. But when you make choices, you have to do it based on a lot of factors. So a great example is the very first choice. I watched Krendor do this, happened to him too. So I know the first choice is out to get you and teach you the ropes. And so the very first choice is you arrive, you're a courtesan, you show up, and there's all these other women with you, and a friend from your village that you haven't seen for a while is like, hey, oh my God, I can't believe you're here, sis. This is crazy. Oh my, here, my mom wanted me to give you this pin. It's beautiful. And you're like, wow, thanks so much, but I can't take this from your mom. She's like, no, I insist. And then like the like head bitch in charge rolls up and she's like the courtesan, like, oh, she's that lady. She rolls okay. up and she's like, you know, mean for the sake of being mean. And so she sees someone, like she sees the, because the pin gets dropped, they and dropped she's like, it. It's so yeah. beautiful. Who did this belong to? And you're given the option to either your friend, yourself, or someone in the front dropped it. And if you say your, I was like, oh, well, she gave it to me, so I guess it's mine. And I'll take, you know, like, I don't want to cause an incident. I was like, yes, it's me. That's mine. She's like, oh, wow. It's so beautiful. You know, beautiful girls like you should have this like on them permanently. Like, it's basically, they take you away and like burn the symbol in your forehead.
What?
And then you kill yourself out of shame.
What the fuck?
That's choice one. If you say, oh, that's mine. The nice answer, the chill answer is, oh, that's mine. So the lessons you have to learn when you play this are, one, don't step, like, don't put yourself out there ever. If there's ever a okay. chance to not be known, you don't want to be on people's radar. You're trying to like snake in the grass, this thing. So you don't want to do that. But also, you need to make friends. But you also need to not trust those friends. But you also need to have allies who are more powerful than you. But you also are going to have to take those people out too. And you also need to understand that the mandate of heaven overrules all of that. So if the stars have destined it to be true, even if you think it's a bad choice, you got to go that route. So there's like, basically, playing Dynasty Warriors since Dynasty Warriors 2 and playing every single one of those, I was prepared. I was like, I died 7 times. 5 times we're trying to save one character. I'm not going to explain how that turned out, but I was like, there's got to be a way to save this person. I got to save this person. Died 5 times trying to do it. But
that sounds
yeah.
absolutely wild. I feel like I got to play this one.
You should play it. It's really.
I've never played an FMV. Like, I don't know why I'm kind of scared to play it in really? The same way. I feel like watching an FMV is a bit like watching Peep Show.
Oh.
And that I feel like there's like secondhand, like.
Oh, wait, hold on. Awkward. I got one for you then. Don't okay. play Road to Empress. I got another one. It's called The Fame Game. Welcome to Hollywood.
Okay.
And if the you want a Peep game. Show, I got you covered. So, Fame Game is a game where you play as a man who has come to Hollywood. It is your first day in LA. And your best friend, who is like a wannabe actress, who is on set at a soap opera, she's like, hey, come to the set with me. You can help me out. Right? Well, day one of the soap opera, when you arrive on set, the lead actress gets in a fight with the male lead, and spoilers, they were dating. So the lead actress somehow has the power to fire the lead actor and be like, get out of here. Yeah. So he's like, I'll get my revenge on all of you. And he runs away. Well, they need to find a new lead right away. and you're a sexy man. In fact, you might be the most sexy man because
are we talking about a different kind of peep show? I'm talking about the UK awkward drama.
Oh no, this is that.
Okay.
So you are every single woman there wants you immediately. But you have the charisma of a rock. Your character is like, okay, wow, what should I do? These girls are out of control, right? But everyone's like, oh, hey there. What is a handsome man like you? So anyway, women are throwing themselves at you, but it's like, I got to make the right choice for my career. That's the game. And it is crazy. And I've never, the intro to the game, this is the best way I can describe it. Is it like has like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like it starts to build and it shows like pictures of LA. Like this is Hollywood. And you know, this is the observatory and all these different things. And then suddenly the music cuts in and it sounds like the Ride of the Rohirrim. And it's just like women in bikinis. It is like, imagine if they cut through the most epic music you've ever heard. And then it's like, hey there. It's wild. And then the game starts. And you're like, what is this game? What is this game? And the game, I've never laughed or had so much fun playing a game in my entire life. The acting is actually really fun. It is very silly. It's basically it's like a dating sim kind of thing, but you have to like figure out what makes these women tick. And you know, like Krendor played it. We laughed the entire time. It is hilarious. The characters are like, I don't even understand the main lead actor who's you're like working opposite of. I think she's trying to kill you. And then your best friend who you can date, she both wants you to be successful and hates that you're successful. Everyone's hot and cold. Everyone is it's very LA. I felt like there's never been a more accurate portrayal of LA, like Hollywood culture in my life because none of it makes sense. You'll be talking to a person, and one minute they're very happy, and the next minute they're like, my life is falling apart! You're like, ah. Hollywood. Gotcha. It's incredible. Fair. It's an incredible game, and it's like 2 hours long, while Road to Empress is like 6 hours, 7 hours long?
Mm.
So, yeah. Both games, great in their own way.
Kind of want to play both of them.
I would recommend that you play an FMV that Jesse and I played together and loved,
okay.
Called Contradiction.
I've heard such good things about Contradiction. Very good. Actually.
Contradiction's fantastic. It's filmed and produced in the UK, mm-hmm. and it's not like visual novel style. Like you actually like walk around a town, and the base like game mechanic is that you are a detective and you're getting as much information as you can and then trying to use that information to find contradictions in what people have told you. So if someone gives you, you know, a full account of a situation and you go talk to another person, that person has given you new information that maybe contradicts the first person. And you try to go back and be like, okay, how can I point out the contradiction here so that I can maybe get the truth? It's really cool. Buck wild sometimes while we were playing it, we were like, wait, what the fuck is going on in this game? It's really good. It's really, really fun.
Yep.
Okay. I'll give those all
a
whirl.
I don't remember how long that one was though. Yeah.
Neither do I. I will say, once you're done playing that and you get caught up in the world of FMVs,
uh-huh.
The lead actor from that and I are working on an FMV game together and you should play that.
Oh, I will play that when it comes out. Just let me know.
It will be good. Yeah.
That should be fun. I just, like I said, it's like I've always looked at them and just been like, I feel like I'm going to be like, like when the dialogue's happening. Oh, I don't know why.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're super cringy and sometimes they're amazing.
Sometimes it is cringy. Yeah, you get the secondhand embarrassment sometimes. Yeah.
I'm already feeling the pain.
I don't like it either. But I honestly, something that helps with that for me is if I'm with somebody else. So like when I was secondhand embarrassment dying, if Jesse was at the wheel, then it was fine. So maybe if you have somebody that you think would play enjoy with playing it with you.
Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty fun.
It's like watching it's like doing your own Mystery Science Theater thing. It's It's like watching a goofy B movie together.
Yeah, although just sharing in a weird experience.
Yeah, but sometimes those B movies are actually AAA titles and you're blown away that you just played something amazing. You're like, how did this even happen? But most of the time you go in expecting it's going to be like, get out of here. There's so many monsters. Press B to run. And you're like, okay, all right. And it's still fun. Yeah, I love them. They're very, very simple. And it's nice to see. Like, a great one that just came out recently was Dead Take, which is like a Hollywood one. It's based on acting. And it's not FMV. It's more like, first person walking sim kind of thing. But it's a horror game. But then you collect videos, and those videos are actors like real ass acting. Yeah.
Neil Newbun in there, I think I saw, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fascinating because it's like it's them all doing auditions for this like famous director, and so you get to see their like them doing acting, and I was like, this is great, I love this. So every once in a while you get like, oh shit, that's an actor acting, instead of like, oh no, stop, I've got to get that gun away from them. You're like, okay.
Please, right. Help me.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah, every so often you get a treat like that. We're like, ah, okay.
Right. I see you're the budget of this one.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a whole world FMV to explore then.
Yes. Yeah, there are so many. And a lot of really good ones have come out just recently, like in the last few years. So.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I talk about a completely different type of game?
Okay.
Sure.
There's a game that people are obsessed with right now called Mega Bonk. Have either of you guys played Mega Bonk?
Everyone's telling me to play Mega Bonk. I have yet to touch it, but everyone is raving about it.
Is this?
So it's...
Oh, really quickly. This explains so much. Last night, after I got done with my stream, I was like, who am I going to raid? Who's out there doing stuff? And I saw Krendor was bonking it. And I was like, we're not raiding Krendor. I don't know what that is. I don't want to raid that.
I don't want to see him bonking nothing.
I don't want to see anyone bonking anything. All right. So now I have some context. Okay. He's bonking. What is bonking?
He was bonking. Mm-hmm. So Mega Bonk is kind of a love child of Vampire Survivors and Risk of Rain.
Oh.
Okay.
It is very meme-y. I'm going to tell you that ahead of time. I didn't get very far into the game before I was like, it's a meme game, guys. But it has the aspect of Vampire Survivors where you're dropped in and you have a basic attack and you slowly make that attack stronger, get new attacks, get items that,
Are you attacking or is it auto-attacking for you?
It's auto-attacking.
Okay.
Okay, so you're just walking around mainly?
But you're in a 3D space, yeah.
Vampire Survivors.
So
yeah.
More like Risk of Rain. You are moving around. You're in like a set map, but there's stuff all over the place. So there's lots of different like shrines and items and things to find to make yourself stronger or add extra difficulty and challenges. A ton of different characters. One of the first characters that I unlocked was a skeleton on a skateboard. And okay. He's the best. I'm here for that energy. They're all really fun. All of the characters are really fun to play. And it's difficult. It is difficult because in the same way that Vampire Survivors is difficult, there are just more and more and more and more and more creatures just showing up. And if you don't complete what you need to in time, you can't move on. So I guess it's different from Vampire Survivors and more like Risk of Rain in that once you've beaten the boss of that area, you can jump into a portal to go to a new area, but you are on a time limit. So once it hits the end of your time limit in that area, you get swarmed by these ghosts that are way stronger than anything else that you've fought so far. And then it's just a, how long can I survive sort of thing. It's really fun. It's very addictive. A lot of people have been playing it for a reason.
I've seen that. People are obsessed with that one.
Yeah, it's really, really fun
for sure.
I would definitely recommend that game. It's simple because it's auto attacking, so the simplicity is nice. You don't have to think too much, but it does add some newness with being in a 3D space and like having so many different areas to like walk around and explore and stuff. The other one that I played is the new Agatha Christie game.
Whoa, oh, so did I.
Oh my gosh. Full disclosure, I was sponsored. Were you sponsored, Jesse?
Full disclosure, yes.
Okay, great.
But hey, you're not sponsored anymore, so if you're saying you love it, then it's probably great, right?
So this game is Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile, but set in the 70s. Okay. You are playing as Poirot, you know, superior detective Poirot.
Yep.
With mustache, with accent, please. Yeah.
Yeah, mustache is big deal. Big
the
deal in this
Poirot.
Game.
Wow.
And it's actually like a dual POV game in some ways. You are playing as Poirot, but you're also playing as, God, what is her name?
Jane Royce? Yeah, Jane Royce.
Jane Royce, who is also a private detective or a private investigator, but she is much younger. She's newer to it, but she's really good. So each chapter, as you're playing, you play the sort of introductory chapter that teaches you how the game works. You solve a small mystery.
Okay.
But from that small mystery, all of the chapters build on that original small story.
Oh, so it's like an overarching thing? That's great.
Yeah. It's almost like
a seasonal TV show.
Like more of a comedy of errors. I always forget that this Death of the Nile, especially as a story, like Orient Express, like some of the other ones are kind of like, I'm tasked with going to a place and I'm going to do a thing. I'm Poirot. Death of the Nile is like, I've always wanted to go to Egypt to solve my favorite mystery.
He doesn't even want to be there doing what he's doing.
Like, he's so, when he first, the first beginning is like, here I am for a friend going to solve a mystery. And then he's like, anyway, goodbye. Never want to see you again. He leaves. And then everyone's just like, oh, hey, again. And he's like, son of a bitch. Like, that's the plot.
Literally. That's like
the literal plot.
Okay.
Everyone that he talks to, he's like, I'm here to chase my own joys. I have a puzzle I've been wanting to solve for my entire life. And he just keeps getting roped into bullshit. And he's like, my puzzle, you know?
Literally, he's like,
he just wants to be left alone to do his shit.
Like, he's like, tomorrow I shall board the Karnak and escape all of these people. And then they're like, we're getting out of here too. Are you on
a
boat tomorrow? We're
too.
Going to that boat. And he's like, you sons of bitches. Yeah.
Fuck.
That's the whole, like, out of all the other plots where it's like, I must solve this. This one, he actively doesn't want to be involved. And they're like,
yeah.
No, we're going to involve you. And he's like, oh. Yeah. So that's the plot. It's great.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It has all the things that you want in a detective game. You walk around the space, you find clues, you talk with people. If you kind of like what we were saying with contradiction, if you talk to someone and they say something different,
oh, you can go call them out.
You can go
back and be like, why are you lying to me? You've got, you know, your mind palace, your mind map. You can put things together and figure out what connects to what and come to conclusions. And then once you've made all of the conclusions that are necessary, you can say, okay, here's what I believe to have happened. And you can do the final confrontation.
I had the dumbest moment in the history of moments where I had completed my mind map. I was done except for one thing and I couldn't find it. So I spent forever looking for it, only to realize that there was one puzzle in my mind map. I had one puzzle left to solve. And I was like, well, I don't have the information for that. I don't think. And it's like, no, you do. And I was like, I don't think I do. And it's like, no, you do. And I was like, I don't know that I do. So I just didn't solve it. And that was the only thing. I must have spent like 30 minutes looking for something else. There was nothing. And so I finally was like, fine, I'll solve it. And it was like, you found a letter about an affair. Who of these people would talk about an affair? And it lists all these characters and you have to select one. And I'm like, well, is it the woman who just got cheated on? It's like, nope. I'm like, huh. Is it the woman who wrote the letter? Nope. Huh. Is it the woman who literally just had an affair? Is that what this is going to be? And I was like, click. It's like, that's it. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I thought it was going to be more complicated. It was like, no.
The answer was just right there.
No, it was just that lady who definitely stole her best friend's man. That lady is who she. I'm like, that was that I wasted 30 minutes for that. That happens to me with a frequency I can't even explain. And meanwhile,
you're just looking
it'd be
for
like
something else.
Yeah, and meanwhile, it'll be like, solve this mystery. I'm like, okay. And I can put the timeline in like 30 seconds. Be like, well, that was easy. Meanwhile, the one I was like, well, this must mean something else. This can't. I could not be a real detective. Everything would be a grand conspiracy. Everything.
Literally, you'd be like the Always Sunny meme with the red.
Yes, with the red. I'd be like, don't you see Pepe Sylvia?
Exactly.
There's an aspect of the game that I think is entirely optional, but I can tell that it's going to be the death of me, because there's a certain point that they wanted us to get to for the brand deal.
Yes.
I don't think I even got close.
That must have been stressful, right? They have expectations for you to get there. And you're just like,
it was a 3-hour stream, and they were like, just focus on the story. And I was like, no problem, boss. Gotcha. But I fucked up because they have all of these like little things that you can spend time on. Mm-hmm. And I kept being like, oh, well, I've got plenty of time left. So one of the things that you can do is you have character profiles and
yeah, oh,
character profiles, and it'll be like, okay, what's their first name and last name? What's their job? What's their secret? And what links do they have to other people?
And none of that's filled and in. You have to fill this in.
Okay, is it kind of like, what's that game, Oberden? Is it you got to sort of like match things up?
Except for right now, I don't know that it matters like plot-wise. It seems like an extra thing to do. But it does help you, because then you can, like, when you go and try to solve things, like, oh, okay, I know who this person is or what their connections are. But I think what Dodger's getting at is from the beginning, they don't give you all the information. And what Dodger meant when she was saying like, oh, stuff carries through from chapter to chapter, that's one of those things. When you do the prologue, you meet a ton of characters. They give you all this stuff to fill out where you will not be able to fill it out. Uh-oh. And so I too was like,
they make it clear, like, you might find this out later in the game. Mm-hmm. But I was still like, well, what if I did find it out, but I just missed it.
Right.
So there was me like scrolling through past conversations, like, do I know her job? I don't think I do, but maybe I do. Rescroll. Like the second someone would tell me their name in a conversation, I'd be like, hold on.
I wrote it down on my phone. Characters. Yeah. I wrote everything down. I was like, because you can't, in the middle of it, you can't go to your mind map and then start messing around. It will literally say you're in the middle of the cutscene. You can't do that right now. So I'm like, fine.
You can go into the character profiles though. So the second someone would tell me their name, I'd be like, see.
Oh, see, I end up writing. I have notes here that literally are just, these are the notes. Richard, Clerk London, Yamato Hiyashi? ? Robson. Her last name was Robson. And then Dr. Bessemer? That's not how that's spelled. What is this guy's name? Those are the notes I wrote.
That's a weird shopping list.
Yeah, that's because they would say, like, you would meet a character and be like, oh, my name's Cecilia or whatever, and this is my niece, Rosaline. And you'd be like, oh, well, if Cecilia's last name's like Van Royce or whatever, surely her cousin is Van Royce. Nope, false. Later on, I'm like, well, I guess that makes sense because they're cousins. They're not direct. So I was like, okay, so I had to go in and change. So you're constantly changing things that you think you know that you actually don't know. Or, you know, there's one character where she's clearly the servant, but there is no female option for servant. There's only maid. And I was like, well, does she qualify as a maid? Because she's not their maid. She's clearly doing other things that maids wouldn't do. What is her job? So you just don't quite know what to put there. And so you can, like Dodger, I assume, spend way too much time going through everything and being like, what? How do I fix this? What does this mean? How does this work?
And then you have to email them and be like, hi, is it a problem that I only made it halfway through chapter 2? Or like, how do we feel about that?
Here's the thing.
Were they fine with it?
We'll see.
Okay. I was like waiting for the answer. The thing, what's interesting about chapter 2 is that there's a puzzle in there, Dodger. I don't know if you did it, but at one point you find a like camcorder. Like a 1970s camcorder, and you have to open it. And in order to open it, the logic puzzle used, I was like, I don't, why would this camera ever work?
For a camcorder?
I was like, why would it work like this? Why? Like, there's so many layers of things you can move and open in it. And I'm like, why would it only open from this angle? Like, I genuinely was like, I don't understand this puzzle at all.
Yes, in chapter one, it's not that I didn't understand the puzzle, but the jukebox was having me crash the fuck out.
Yo.
Because every time I touched the jukebox, it was like, something is broken. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yes. So in chapter one, there's so overarching plot. At the very beginning, a very rich woman is going to get like proposed to by this count, lord, whatever. She doesn't okay. want him. She doesn't like him. And her best friend, who I assume is another, I don't know, heiress, or I have no idea who she is. She introduces Lynette, the main woman, to her fiance, Simon. And she's like, I love Simon. He and I are going to get married. Anyway, Perot does a thing. Cut to 6 months later. He's in Egypt. And who shows up? Simon and Lynette. Looks like they ran away together. And that Lynette stole her best friend's man, right? And Perot's like, interesting. Anyway, at that thing, the Jackie, the other woman, shows up and she's like, I've been following them everywhere. And they're like, she's going to ruin our marriage. Right. So like that's they're worried that she's there to kill them.
That's the start of the
whole thing. And Poirot's like, OK, so anyway, if you want to talk to Jackie, Jackie just goes, I won't talk to you unless you have music for me. And you're like, bitch, what? OK, fine. Like, and you're like, all right. So you go and you have to get the jukebox to play. What you need to learn is her favorite song. You need to find money to play the jukebox and figure out why the jukebox isn't working. And the process of doing that, finding the record, fine. Getting the money, fine. The jukebox itself, the turner's broken. The power isn't working. The actual, like, mechanisms, the gears aren't working. You have to find a key in one of the side, but, like, it is a full escape room worth of puzzle on one jukebox.
Oh,
and you're like,
God.
What do you think? And every time you go to play, it's like, there's something broken inside the jukebox. And you're like, what do you mean? What do they do to this thing? And so you just have to, I completely understand your rage. I was like, what do you mean it's still broken?
I wish all these puzzles were just like the Resi puzzles that you just need like 3 coins with like a dog's head, a jackal, and like a jackal and like a tree on it.
Yes,
and everything just opens that way.
It's the only way it will work is if I find the heart key and the diamond key and the club key, and then I put them in this statue and I turn and it gives me a scepter that I stick out.
Yeah,
I use the shotgun on it and it works. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be every puzzle game, in my opinion. Just be so much easier and nicer.
It is fun. Despite our complaining, it is a very fun game.
I'm enjoying it completely. Yeah, it is. It feels like every, you know, kind of solid mystery game. I love mystery games. I love solving crimes. And Poirot is one of my favorites. So
I was never familiar with Poirot. I've never read any Poirot. But it's one of those words that I read before I heard it pronounced. So sure. I just was always like, oh, Poirot.
Ah,
yes.
Poirot.
Poirot.
It does kind of look like Poirot. Yeah. Poirot.
Yeah.
I just grew up with Poirot because my mom would watch it when it was on TV here all the time with his little mustache. And then there's like 5 different versions, and now there's movies, and they're like, all right, and there are games, and I'm a big fan. The problem is I've seen the story so many times that I kind of know the ending. It's the process of getting there, because they always change up how you get to the, but the endings are always roughly the same. So like, you, when you've seen Orient Express, you like know the ending to Murder on the Orient. They're not going to change the ending. It's a very famous ending, but the process of getting there is always interesting. You're like, all right, how are we doing this? Because they're going to change some things.
Yeah,
so I'm expecting the Nile is going to be the exact same, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I watched some Columbo. That, you know, same type of
God,
I love Columbo.
I grew up with Columbo.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
I haven't watched very much, but I just love how abrupt the end is. It's like he figures out the case and he's like, bam, got ya. And then it's just like, it just ends. Just nothing else. It's just like, oh, it's just so sudden. I think that makes me like that one the most.
I must stress, Columbo, for those of you, I wanted to look this up just because I wanted to be sure, because it is hilarious that this is the case. Columbo's first episode was 1968. Columbo's last episode, still starring Peter Falk, 2003.
What?
You must understand, Columbo as a show goes from him solving crimes in the late 60s, early 70s, to an episode where he's literally at a rave.
What? Was he like 80 as well?
That's what I'm saying. Old man at rave episode. Like, that's, Columbo went through it all. The turkeys are probably back.
Crazy. Yeah. The turkeys, yeah, they're busting in.
It is insane that's the case. Eventually, Columbo as an entity became kind of like...
Did he have like a weird power arc? Did he just get more
powerful? No. It was still Columbo. Yeah. Okay. He'd be like, you know, my wife, who we've never met, my wife is great. But like, he still couldn't eat pizza. Man could never eat pizza. But yeah, eventually it became kind of like British TV, where you guys will have like a season that's 4 episodes long, but each episode's 2 hours. It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
It eventually becomes that completely, where it's like little micro movies.
Well, but, mini movies, yeah.
Yeah, if you go to look at the later seasons, it's straight up just like, Columbo goes to a rave. Columbo goes to college. And it's just like, what the hell?
They've just completely drained it dry. There's just nothing left for them to do.
Yes.
Columbo starts streaming on Twitch.
In fact, the rave is the last episode, I think.
Oh, really?
Season 10, episode 14, Columbo... Crumpled detective Lieutenant Columbo finds himself in the unlikeliest of places, the Los Angeles rave scene.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Did he like die there or something?
It must have killed, that must have been the one that killed him. Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Yeah. He just had a funky pill.
What's so crazy to me is that, boy, that makes no sense. All right. So season one is 1968. It starts. Although it says season one, episode one is 1971. I don't know what that means. I don't care that much. But so it goes from 1971 to 1972. That's like series one of the show. But then it comes back in 72 for more, and it's still going. And then it keeps like 75, it's going. And then 70. So in the 70s, blowing up, doing great. Mm-hmm. But then it stops in 1978 as a series, but returns in 1989 with a 4-arc movie where he's back. And then season 9 begins again in 1989. That continues through until 1990. And it's like, okay,
so the
cool.
Breathed a bit of life into it.
Yeah, they're back. And then it stops.
Right.
Because it goes, season 10 shows up, 1990. We're still in the early 90s, right? And then it seems like it cuts to every year they do a new movie. Right? So it's 93, 94, 95, 97, 98, pause, 2001, 2003, then it stops. That the 10th season is a decade long.
What? That's wild. Like, the jumps in technology must be crazy as well. What if, like, you've watched all of Columbo? Like, is he just using, like, a smartphone? Like, when did the original iPhone come out? Like, was he using one of those at the rave?
I'm blown away. I mean, he must have. I just can't figure out. Columbo likes the nightlife. Yeah, it's a rave episode. And it's literally him at a rave. Incredible.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine. I only watched the Leonard Nimoy episode when he was like a crazy doctor. I don't even know what time that was on, but it was great.
I love a good murder mystery. I'm a big fan. I also like good courtroom procedural dramas. I love it all. I'm a big sucker for all those. I love, shout out to the years of British TV where it's like, in the bogs, a body was found, and only this actor who once was Doctor Who can solve the case. And you're like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
When
I was in Ireland, they've got like bog bodies in like one of the museums that are just like these really like well-preserved bodies. But my friends just kept calling them the bog daddies. That's kind of like made me want a movie called the bog daddies.
Bog daddies, right? Is like the strip club right next to the bog.
Yeah, right.
Come on down to bog daddies. Yeah.
Yeah. Super wild looking at them though. Just so like well-preserved and mad.
Hey, how are the turkeys?
Probably great.
I killed
kid
them
smashed
all.
Your knee.
Oh no.
This is why I couldn't be a parent. I would have been like, walk it off. I got a podcast to do. That kid would hold that against me.
Daddy's podcasting.
Yeah, that kid would hold it against me forever. That kid would be like, my dad doesn't love me. And I'd be like, walk it off, weakling. Daddy has to sit here and talk.
I'm telling Rams about Poirot.
Your dad has to talk about Poirot. Come on, guy. Walk it off, asshole. Yeah.
Oh,
the important
that reminds
things.
Me of on the very first day of school, because the kids had to swap schools this year. So they're the school that they're at has like kids, you know, all the way up, all the way through. So much older kids around, the school is much bigger. It's very overwhelming, even for me as a parent. And one of the parents that I know pretty well showed up with his kid and was like, right, well, I'm going to cut the cord. See you guys. And just left and didn't say bye to her. And I was like,
what?
It's the first day. Where are you going?
Oh, my God.
That was crazy work, I thought.
The Jesse Cox School of Parenting. Yeah, no, you're old enough to raise yourself now. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
I couldn't.
I swapped the school, whatever.
I understand very much who I am. And I know that after 6-7 years of wiping a butt, I'd be like, I never want to see you again. I don't. I gave you enough time. Raise yourself. Yeah, I couldn't. Mm-hmm.
Are we not done with this yet?
Yeah. Come back to me when you want to have a beer.
Yeah. I'll see you when you're 25. No sooner. Get out. Yeah.
Have it figured out by then.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oof.
No. That would be an awkward conversation. Yeah.
He's cuddling the dog and eating a snack.
Oh.
Anyways.
Not cure anything.
Oh, that was a 2-bird, 1-stone thing. Very smart, mom.
Ooh.
Dog out of the room. Held up by kid. Kid resolved. That's some 5D chess right there.
Dog wasn't in the room.
What the hell was that beast that was with you before?
That beast?
That was a dog, right? Unless I'm making it up.
Different dog. Remember, that's the dog that knows stairs. That's the stair understanding dog. That's not my dog. That's
I forgot,
the horse dog.
I forgot you have multiple dogs.
Horse dog.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you have multiple dogs?
They're not my dogs.
Right.
My dog's in the house cuddling a bloody child.
Oh, God.
I'm good. No, I'm all right.
But we had a horse dog up here.
Thanks
that
for letting me live vicariously through you. Every day is another experience. I'm like,
you're just like microdosing parenting.
Yeah. I'm like, nope. This is beautiful. Life, you brought life into this world, and bless you. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
You know it, dude. Mm-hmm. So you guys were still talking about Columbo and Poirot.
Pretty much we're talking Columbo and Poirot the whole time you were gone.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I had to go look up the history of Columbo, and I discovered that they were pumping out episodes, then stopped, brought it back in the late 80s and 90s, and then the last season took 10 years to make.
And then Columbo dies in a rave.
He is ancient looking in the last season.
It's crazy. Yeah, and then he goes to a rave, and that rave potentially killed him, I guess, is what we learned. So that's great. It's like, right. Because the last episode was the rave. Like, that's... What are you kids dropping over here? Do you mind if old Uncle Columbo gets some of that? And that was it. Done.
And it was donezo, man.
Yeah.
This is wild. This
is bad news. Mm-hmm.
At least he went out cutting shapes in the rave.
Yeah. They found him dead. 46 clo sticks in his mouth. We have no idea how he did that. He had a pacifier. Detective Columbo with a... I don't want to see that. Hide it. Throw the evidence away. He died with dignity. He wasn't high in a rave. Not our Columbo.
I'd watch it. I'd watch that follow-up. the Columbo funeral episode.
Oh, yeah, we finally see his wife. Oh, it would be a famous actress who's just kind of like, my man died. Helen Mirren with British accent.
Ooh. Yes, absolutely.
That'd be a good casting for it.
Yes. Also, speaking of murder mysteries, since we were talking
they
about
had a wife funeral episode.
Wait, like what? That.
I didn't know that. There also is a Netflix show. If you're, well, it's a movie, Thursday Murders Club. If you like watching British actors be British and solve a mystery,
oh my
and they're
gosh,
all old
that's
and sweet.
Very good.
Yes, very
okay.
cute.
I want to watch that.
Very
is
cute.
Is it giving like Downton Abbey or is it like?
It's
a bit
giving
different?
More like watching Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren. I'm trying to think of who the two other actors are.
Okay.
Oh my God, who's the other actor?
Old British people of some descript. Ben Kingsley, apparently.
Ben Kingsley, yes, is the other main actor. And also, again, another our Doctor Who shows up.
Oh yeah,
we get a Tennant involved, and
of course,
David Tennant.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta watch that now.
And so it's a murder mystery about like old folks solving a mystery.
The other one that I've heard is really good is Only Murders in the Building.
Very good.
I've heard about that one,
Martin
actually.
Short and
yeah.
Steve Martin. Have you watched it?
I've not seen that one myself.
I can't watch it now.
Like, many people recommend it.
Mm. Yeah. I don't have Hulu, so I can't watch it anymore, but I think it's on Hulu.
It's only on Hulu?
I think.
God.
Whatever it is, I don't have Hulu, so. I
How
used
do
to
I
watch
it in the Uke? Oh, it's on Disney Plus in the Uke. Okay. We're fine.
In the Uke? Is that what you've been calling it?
Yeah.
Fair. I might start using that. It's pretty good. In the Uke. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when I like to say Wi-Fi for Wi-Fi.
Ooh, I like Wi-Fi. That's good.
Yeah, Wi-Fi's pretty good.
Wi-Fi sounds like a Pokemon.
It does sound like a Pokemon, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't give them ideas, though, because now they'll just think like a router Pokemon.
I'm not up on the memes.
You've got to pull ideas from somewhere, man.
Yeah, true. Well, there was like Flamigo in the last one, which was literally just a flamingo. So, like, literally just a flamingo.
Have you guys watched the movie Ford versus Ferrari?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm like so bad at watching things.
No, that's okay. We just watched it. I didn't realize how old it was. It came out in, what, 2010 or something? 2019. I'm silly. But it's about the 1966 24-hour Le Mans race.
Mm-hmm. Le Mans. The lemon race. Yeah.
The lemons race. And it's about the Ford company, the car company, and them trying to make a sport car that could beat Ferrari. It's a great movie. It has Christian Bale and Matt Damon as the two leads. The Punisher's in it. What's that guy's name?
Something Bernthal, John Bernthal or something.
Sure.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, he's in it. It's a really good cast. It's a fantastic movie. We were like glued in on it and we watched it kind of on a whim because we were like, oh, never seen this movie before. Yeah, very good. And I don't give a shit about racing. My mom's side of the family is really into like NASCAR and stuff.
Oh, I got you.
So I have vivid memories of going to their house and being like, can I watch cartoons? And they'd be like, no, the race is on, you know.
Isn't NASCAR the one with the like crazy crashes and stuff like that? I feel like I'd be so scared to go to one of those shows.
Don't they all have crazy crashes?
I guess they kind of do, but in my head, like NASCAR is just like just the craziest like flips and crashes and explosions in my head anyway. It feels like the
Maybe.
Most scary
I don't
of
know.
Them all. Yeah, I'm not much of a racing guy either myself.
Yeah. I've wondered if it's one of those things that I would enjoy more. Now that I'm older, when I was a kid, I was like, why are they going in circles? This is boring.
Right.
But maybe as an adult, I'd enjoy it more.
But like tickets to the F1 are like so expensive and you go there and you're sat with all these other people and maybe you got the little glasses to see, but they drive past you for about 5 seconds.
It's a much better on TV sport.
Right.
I don't know why, unless it's like baseball where half the time you're there because you're just there. and you're like drinking and talking and like I love baseball, but let's be real. If you're in the stands, 9% of you is actually watching the game. The rest is like talking and drinking, and the people around you are being weird, and you're like sitting in the sun. Like, that's the vibe. It's not imagine the same thing as like a golf tournament
kind of experience.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, because even NASCAR, like all of them, just like, all right. Like, I'd much rather watch it on TV and see the car.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know the difference between them. I don't know which ones are which, but there are some that are like you literally just go in circles, and there are some where it's like a wavy proper stuff. Like track, like what you would play in a video game. Yeah, where you're like going through, you know, woodland areas and fields, and like it's a proper like circuit that you're doing that is interesting.
Sure.
And I don't know which is which, but maybe I'd enjoy that more because. Definitely the just go around in circles one when I was a kid.
I was in Vegas and they were setting up for the one they did in Vegas a few years ago. And like I just remember everyone from Vegas being like so pissed off.
Hated it.
That this was happening.
Sure. Yeah.
Because it was like all the streets had to have all these like race things put up and they had to like treat the roads. And even when the races happened, they were like, it's way too hot on these roads. The tires are getting fucked up and they're like driving over like street covers and stuff. And I was just like, oh, I can't even imagine, like, one, how expensive this is to be at, two, how annoying it is if you're a resident that there's, like, a drag race happening in yours.
I mean, right.
Yeah, it was you know? Not the most well-thought-out thing to the point where they realized that all the hotels in the nearby area could look down on the racetrack. And you could also watch it from local bridges. So in order to prevent people from getting free shows, they literally had to build infrastructure to hide the track. From people,
which is
so stupid. But they're like, we want people to attend, not just stand on a bridge and watch. And it's like, well, then why'd you build it where you built it, dummies?
Yeah, right.
You have a whole desert, goddamn city. What are you talking about?
Right.
Very stupid. Just because you were talking about like good actors in movies, I just want to bring this up because you mentioned Christian Bale, and I just want. All right. Upcoming, sometime over the next 2 years, I would assume, is a John Madden movie. And I must stress, I have never been more excited for a film. It's John Madden.
Wait.
With Nicolas Cage as John Madden. Christian Bale as Al Davis. John Mulaney as Trip Hawkins. Catherine Hahn as Nicolas Cage's wife. And Sienna Miller as Christian Bale's wife. I'm like, this movie's going to fucking rock, dude.
I was going to say, what a good cast.
I feel like that is going to go crazy.
I am so excited for this. And it's just Nick Cage. Go, just take time today, Google Nick Cage, John Madden. He looks, I can't wait to hear the voice. I can't wait. Very excited.
I feel like I saw this image the other day. It's crazy, the transformation. Yeah. And he's wearing like the highest blue jeans I've ever seen in my life.
Is this going to be some true ridiculous? My hope is that we get a scene where someone pitches to him the idea of a John Madden video game. Because I want to know, like, what did John
that would
think?
Be great.
Like, when it was the first John Madden game, was he like, I don't know what this is. Like, I want to know what that, I want that scene reenacted in the film.
Are they going to make us watch, like, a lot of football stuff, though? Because I've been to an NFL game. And
I don't know.
I sorry to all the Americans, I absolutely hated the NFL. It was not for me.
Maybe it'll be, like, me watching Ford versus Ferrari and being like, I don't enjoy racing, but these are good actors. And then they edit it in a way and tell the story in a way where you're like, whoa, is racing hype actually? You know?
Oh, like maybe it'll like pique my interest and I'll be like, I get it now.
Maybe.
I hope they include
like watching Kuroko no Basuke for the first time and being like, do I love basketball?
Yeah, it's about how they pitch it to you. Like John Madden was famous for when he would talk about football, it'd be like a little sexual. He's like, you got to get these men, got to have like 4 or 5 men line up behind this other guy and just pound hard. You got to get up in there. And everyone's like, John. He's like, okay, so what do you want to do? You want to come around the outside. You want to just jerk that ball.
Grab their thighs. Like, grab their thighs.
So these guys got to get up in there and then they got to tackle him and just hold him down. And you got to penetrate that defense, like penetrate it. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hoping for good things.
You know what? I'm excited for this now. I'll watch the hell out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. What other news have we got on the horizon, Jesse? What's the news for
news?
Today?
All right, news that you may or may not be able to use. Hey, there's a Pokemon pop-up shop coming to London, and I'm sure y'all are very excited for the scalpers that'll take everything day one. So anyway, moving on. Speaking of, brand new sets of Pokemon card packs are coming to the TCG, and the Pokemon Deluxe Pack EX Boosters, players will be guaranteed to receive a very rare card, which means that you're going to get at least one EX card per pack. This set's going to have a lot of popular EX cards that were released in the past, and they're going to be re-released. And again, awesome, those fan favorite cards exist, but you won't get one. Some guy's about to buy them all out.
Aww.
And then sell them on eBay. So that's cool. Still not enough Togepi cards. That's my complaint. All right. Doug Bowser is now the former head of Nintendo of America. Stepping down. It's a dark day for Koopa Troopas and Goombas everywhere.
Oof.
Yep. Stepping up to take his place is Devin Pritchard, who, as far as I'm aware, is not from a Nintendo game, but I have not played Pikmin 4, so maybe, I don't know. The reason is they say they're trying to get younger blood in charge of the company, but Devin's also been at Nintendo for 19 years, so take from that what you will.
Okay.
In Japan, Metaphor ReFantazio won the best game at the Japan Game Awards, followed by Expedition 33 winning Breakthrough Game. And Switch 2 was named the Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry Award winner. So that's a title.
Okay.
There was 11 games that were given awards of excellence, including Dragon Quest 3, HD 2D, Elden Ring, Night Rain, Monster Hunter Wilds, Like a Dragon, Yakuza, Pirates in Hawaii. And my favorite award was the Game Designers Award went to Indica, which you haven't played Indica. I get why it won that award.
That's the non-one, right?
Indica,
yeah, that is so good.
Is a game that I don't even know how to describe. Like it is like five games in one, really. It's weird. And I love it. And so
I absolutely love that game.
Yeah. It won the Game Designers Award, and I get that. I understand. From like a game design perspective, like, okay. Then, hey. Next week, and we'll talk about that here in a sec. The ghost of, is it Yotei or Yotei? I don't know what it is now.
Yotei, right?
I've been saying Yotei.
All right, then Yotei it is. Ghost of Yotei comes out, but more importantly, until December 31st, you can win real world things from that game. This might be a trend that's starting, or it might be just promotional stuff for Ghost of Yotei, but there are trophies in the game, and if you get them, you get real things. So, for example, if you get the Living Legend trophy before December 31st, you will get a commemorative pin saying that you got that. I believe that's supposed to be like the platinum trophy. Okay. There's also a t-shirt you can win and other different things you can get simply for playing the game and getting those trophies. I don't know how you would get that, but I imagine it would be in the box of the game. Oh, wait, you're probably getting it digital, so good luck figuring that out. I don't know. Then, GDC is rebranding itself as the Festival of Gaming.
Okay.
It's still right? GDC, but it's the Festival of... Nothing's really changing, it's just the Festival of Gaming.
Subtitle, Festival of Gaming.
Right, right. So it's not the Game Developer Conference anymore, it's the, like, Game Developers Festival of Gaming, I guess, is what we got. So that's cool.
Okay.
This week, we also got the biggest trailer I think we've seen all week long, which was, and we got a lot, but the trailer for OD dropped, the new Kojima joint.
I am so excited.
Looks awesome. Wait. Looks incredible. Mm-hmm. And then immediately, people, because it had some sort of PT vibes to it, immediately people started doing PT memes, and I'm so happy they're back. Saw one, this guy posted, it was like 2 a.m. too, which is perfect. He's like, yo, what up, fam? I'm at this girl's house trying to go to the bathroom, but this hall is really weird. And it was just a picture of the PT hall. And I was like, this is great. Ugh. This is good stuff. Solid, solid post. Then next week, some game releases. We have Final Fantasy Tactics coming out Monday. Also, Lego Party is coming out. Mortal Kombat Collection. And then at the end of the week, Ghosts of Yotei. So get ready to get all wacky with it. It's going to be a fun, crazy next week in the world of games. Not to mention Hades is out and Silksong is out and every game is out right now.
We are eating very well, but I'm also stressing. How do I hold all these games?
Right.
And for anyone who thought picking your end of the year Game Awards winner was going to be easy, good luck.
It's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be terrible. It's going to be all personal preference. There's so many amazing games, but it's preference at this point. It is not about what's better. Yeah. They're all great. It's just...
If you guys had to pick so far, what would you pick?
That's tough.
Like from what you've played so far. I feel like I'd have to go look through what I've played this year. I always forget because the stuff from the earlier in the year always becomes so like distant memory, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, I literally have a document. This is where I'm at right now. Where I had to write down, because at the end of the year, I do like a show. We do it as a goof, but still have to have it be, you know, have information.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, these are the things that I wrote down for potential game of the year. Obviously, Expedition 33. Blueprints.
Did you write obviously in there?
Obviously. Blueprints. Split Fiction, which I think people forgot about. That game is amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
And then we have now Hollow Knight, Silk Song, and Hades 2, right? And even though I didn't play it, you know Donkey Kong Bonanza is going to be like, that's just the games I could think of that I wrote down. There's going to be so many other ones that I literally haven't even remembered. Like Indiana Jones technically could be on that list because it was released after the Game Awards last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that game. But again, that's personal preference. I don't know what like the world thought of it, but I love Golden Circle. So like, or whatever that game was. I love that.
And I think it's getting a DLC soon, right?
I literally just played it. It was great.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, the DLC came out. So, like, that's... There's a lot. There's a lot of games that are out right now, and so I don't... You know, I don't expect it to be easy. So good luck, awards judges. Yeah. Have fun. People are going to hate you on the internet.
God, there's going to be such outcry.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Ravs, thank you so much for joining us today. You were such a lovely guest.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, guys. It was an absolute blast.
Would you like to tell everybody where they can find you, who you are?
I'm Ravs.
How to stalk you.
I walk around Bristol a lot. You can find me. Just don't follow me to my abode.
No.
I stream twitch.tv/Ravs_, and I'm also in a bunch of other random crap all over the internet. I'm sure you can find it if you look in dark corners and under cupboards and things like, you know, I'm out there.
Those missing socks, that was me.
That was me. I steal those.
No, I'm missing so many, Ravs. You have to give them back.
I'm sorry.
Too late.
Maybe for Christmas.
Okay, I'll be waiting till Christmas.
But yeah,
what about you, Jessup?
Guys.
Hey, immediately after this, in like exactly 1 hour, there's a Square Enix stream featuring me for Final Fantasy Tactics. So tune into that, crazy kids. That'll be fun. And yeah, that game comes out Monday. And then also next week is October. And I feel like that's a scary Game Squad kind of season. So get ready for more of that. And yeah, that's it for me, really. Oh, nice. And Convergence is up on the YouTube channel last week if you wanted to watch that instead of Geekenders. It's there.
Yeah. We were all in Convergence.
It's true.
We did that. Mm-hmm. Lots of cool trailers.
Yeah, lots
some,
of cool games.
Some all right gameplay.
Pretty awful gameplay.
Some like fun gameplay.
Having like 10 minutes to figure a game out was pretty scary.
Oh, it was very funny.
Guys,
watching
come on.
You and Sips play that game was hilarious. That was very good.
It was
the
very
thing
fun.
Is, I knew Sips was going to do that to me like right before going. I was like, Ravs, you're playing the game, right? You're going to play the game. And I'm like, this is such a Sips game. This is not a Ravs game.
It was very funny.
Don't do this to me.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, it was really good time.
Hi, everybody. I'm continuing to play Silk Song in the evenings. I'm also joining a Cobblemon server, which is a Minecraft server with Pokemon added to it. I'm going to be on a server with a bunch of other VTubers that starts tonight, so that should be fun. And I'd love to continue playing the new Agatha Christie game. So I think that's what we're focusing on right now. Still have not played Fame game, even though Jesse has sung its praises for three straight weeks.
One
day.
I'm obsessed with that game because I can't believe it exists.
I know.
I just can't. Sometimes things are made and you're like, the audacity. of them creating this. I must honor it. Yeah.
Absolutely. But thank you all so much for watching. We're here every Friday if you'd like to watch another Geekender. If you want to watch any previous Geekenderses, they are all on youtube.com/JesseCox on Jesse's channel. We're also on all of the podcasty sites. So wherever you would like to listen or watch us, we would love to have you. But otherwise, take care of yourselves. Have an amazing weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.